Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
On the Fan. So Zion, BT, it sounds like he may want out of New Orleans. I mean, I feel like this has been going on forever here with Zion Williamson. Here's my question to you. Why in the world, whether Zion wants to come to the Knicks or not, why in the world would the Knicks want him at this particular point in his career?
This is something Isaiah Thomas would do.
Yeah, right, just go chase and bring in big names.
I mean, I couldn't be less interested than Zion Williamson. That he's lazy, he's out of shape, he's always hurt. He can't play defense? No, thanks.
Yeah.
Zero interest.
I didn't dive too deep into the reports. I saw Stephen A, I guess, was talking about it, saying he knows where Zion wants to go.
Oh, yeah?
The idea that he may be out there. I thought that's what the first report was, but, I mean, Zion to the Knicks, forget
it. He's played 8 games this year.
He's always,
it's the middle of January.
He's never in shape. Ugh. He's always hurt. Like, maybe if you were to tell me before the Knicks made the trade for Anunoby and took off, obviously, and got Bridges and Karl Anthony Towns, like, maybe 2-3 years ago, would I be intrigued by the idea of pairing up R.J. Barrett with Zion? Maybe. But now, that's the last thing the Knicks need. They need a defensive force to be a rim protector. They don't need Zion Williamson.
I think it's outlandish to even think that they would, you know, that they would be interested in that. I can see why Zion Williamson wants the guard, and even though the Knicks aren't playing very well lately, me and Sal talked about that yesterday. If you want to get a good recap of where we think the Knicks are, just hit the go to Odyssey Rewind, catch up to speed yesterday's show. No, but that's a move like desperate. All right, let me bring in Quentin Richardson. Let me bring in Stephon Marbury. Let me bring in Eddie Curry. Let me bring in, like, just Stevie Francis. It's a desperate reach to either get people in the building, attract some level of attention. Zion Williamson. And let me ask you this. Like, even if the Knicks were dumb enough to think this way, which I don't think this regime is, who are you giving up to get Zion?
Yeah, nobody.
I mean, you're going to break up. I don't love the way they look now, but I'm not prepared to break it up right now. What are you doing?
And the Knicks probably avoided. I'm just trying to read some stuff here. Daily Knicks had some stuff on it. There was a chance that the Knicks could have got Zion Williamson. I never wanted him even in the draft.
No, I did.
I wanted John Morant. Yeah, I mean, would I have taken Zion? Sure. But again, I'm always of the belief, especially with Zion, like, there were still questions. It wasn't like the no doubt about it, number one. But I always try to steer clear of these clear number one. Oh, he can't miss guys. Look at the Sixers missing for years. I always think back to the Greg Oden trade.
God.
Well, because I wanted.
That was Durant.
Yeah, I wanted Durant more.
So did I. That one I got right. I got that one right.
Right. Now, look, we've all got some wrong. We've all got some right. But point is, it's never a surefire thing. And at that time where the Knicks were supposed to have the number one pick, I wanted Ja Morant. I would have settled for Zion or Ja Morant. They ended up, of course, with R.J. Barrett in the number three pick, which was far from both. But Zion has had a terribly disappointing career.
And well, listen, you know, it is a little hit or miss, especially nowadays, because you don't even know who these first overall picks are in some instances. I mean, it's getting more and more.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I'm getting less and less, and I do college games. I'm getting less and less familiar with who the hell these players are. I mean, right. It's really hard to keep up. They're here for a year. They're not, but I'll tell you this. You will not get this wrong. The kid who's going one this year, Cooper Flagg from Duke, I promise you, no one's getting that one wrong. He is ridiculous.
You know what's great? Unlike the Jets and the Giants, as far as the Knicks are concerned,
yeah.
Don't even care about the draft.
Yeah, not my concern.
That's how I want it as a sports fan. I don't want to worry about the stinking draft and where they're picking and who they could get. Don't care. Figure it out. We got bigger things at hand. You're trying to win a championship.
Well, we definitely
as opposed to
do.
Who's coming out in college.
Yeah, and I don't think Zion Williamson is going to do anything to enhance their championship pursuit. Yeah, I mean, if he's healthy, he's obviously electric above the rim, and you know he can operate in fast break, and you get the right matchup in the half court. He can obviously abuse somebody in the post, and he's strong, and he still jumps out of the gym. But if you make the determination that he would elevate your team higher on the championship, which I disagree. Well, then you've got to look at the money. He's due $39 million next year. He's due $42 million the year after that. And in 27, 28, he's making $45 million.
Yeah.
And who are you trading?
No way.
Who are you getting rid of? Who?
No.
Who's
no.
moving?
No. No.
Come
nobody.
On.
All right, before we get back to the calls, what's going on? I heard a little issue there during the break. Couldn't get a hair appointment. And you getting frustrated. I don't like to see that, my partner.
Yeah, I was getting a little frustrated.
What happened there? They couldn't get an
appointment. I've got a new non-frustrated mindset since January 1.
Yeah, nice.
You know, I get a little bit.
I like the energy
around
here.
You too,
yeah,
by the way. You're a little more chill.
100%.
You know, my wife's like, you got to relax a little bit with everything. And I'm like, you know what? I think you're right. I actually feel great about it. Right. No. I was trying to get my son a haircut because we've got a big birthday party. We're taking 30 kids to the Seton Hall game, to the St. John's game, but it's at Seton Hall.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah, what? What do you mean?
30
it's going to be awesome.
No, yeah, it's going to be great. I'm sure it is.
It's going to be phenomenal.
Cole's going to have a great time with the kids. I'm just saying 30 kids sounds
well,
like
I'm going to be calling the game. I don't have to watch them.
Yeah. Not your problem. Right?
Hey, put the Apple Watches on your kid's wrist. Scott. Not Ivy.
You're not taking them or watching them. You're doing
I'm not. As a matter of fact, I'm going to have to leave early. We're going to have like pizza at the house. It's going to be a big day. It's going to be awesome. Like
before,
every kid.
You having pizza at the house before?
Yeah, just so they get something because it's an 8 o'clock game. It's late.
It's a late game. Okay.
And we even got them vouchers, like, you know, $15 voucher. You know, it adds up.
Awesome.
Whatever. Each kid's got a white St. John's Nike shirt. So they're going to be on the court, by the way. St. John set this up where all 30 kids are going to be on the court, and they're going to make a human tunnel as St. John's runs onto the court.
That's going to be cool.
Yeah, but I'm just going to be calling the game.
Right, you're
you know,
doing
my
the
wife
game.
And you know, a couple of my good buddies in town and a few of the moms. There's going to be a lot of chaperones.
And you were trying to get Colt the fresh
trying to get him
haircut.
A haircut. He wants the Aaron Judge haircut again.
And I overhear BT during the break, and I'm doing whatever I'm doing. You're getting ready to come back, and I hear, come on. You don't have anything 9 a.m. Saturday? It's too early.
What? Well, I started Thursday, 3:30, Thursday at 4. No, nothing. They have anything front because I got to work around sports schedules. Too. You have anything on Friday? No, 3:34. No, Friday. All right. What do you have on Saturday? Well, I could do 3:30. I'm like, it's a little bit late. We're pushing
Saturday.
This now. We're leaving at the arena at 5:30, whatever it is. He's like, 8 o'clock. I'm like, 8 o'clock? I'm going to be hungover. I'm actually going to have a couple drinks that Friday night. Are you kidding me? So jumping through hoops to get a 10-year-old haircut.
Yeah. All right. Man. Just wanted to clarify, but we're all good now.
We got it.
Okay.
We
there you go.
It.
You got the appointment booked. Colt should have some fun. Looking forward to that on Saturday night.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.